The natural light streaming into those galleries is just unbelievably warm, and just it's so exciting to see this finally take place.
I think a lot of people didn't realize what was underneath some of the facades there.
Well, in our case, we didn't realize what was underneath some of those facades. They were carpeted walls, carpeted plywood that was put up in 1972. And I keep mentioning the windows, but that is such an interesting architectural feature of the building. And those were the original stained glass 1904 windows. And from the outside, you could see that there were a few there, but not all of them. So where were they? Well, as it turns out, a lot of them fell right out of the window. And they were laying between the carpeted plywood wall and the plaster wall right on the floor. In fact, two were hanging just by a tiny piece of lead that they had arched across the window, and they were just hanging there on the south side. So until we got those walls down, we didn't know.
Isn't that amazing? Somebody did that 45 years ago, but didn't leave any architectural notes or anything to
indicate. No, and if we would have looked at the plans, we would have known that there was a fireplace behind one of those. Two gas fireplaces, which is something we're looking forward to getting going again, and how warm and cozy that will be. In fact, last Friday, we had a wedding. And this couple came to us in August, and they knew that it was going to be in somewhat disarray. And but they definitely needed to be married on the 24th at the Port Huron Museum. So it was an amazing sight. And you could kind of look through the cracks in the plaster and the stuff hanging from the ceiling to this naked room. And they did just a beautiful job of decorating it. So now we know that we can easily accommodate a couple hundred people. And it was beautiful, just beautiful. So it's exciting. And we have a couple more things booked of that nature, which, of course, is one of the reasons we wanted to do this renovation.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, it took a lot of fundraising to get there.
It did. But I will tell you that our community is so generous. And I know you hear this from everybody else that comes on who's trying to raise some money. But they've been very, very generous. And we met our $150,000 goal in just a few months. We have another 100 to go. And that will help do the stacks and make that a more usable space and put in two ADA bathrooms on the main floor. But we're going to take a breath for a little while. We're hoping that the contractors are all done the end of April so that we can do the Blue Water Art exhibit in May. And then we've got our own exhibit, homegrown as we have been doing, that'll open up in June.
So phase one, so to speak, is drawing to a close and then getting geared up for phase two.
Exactly right. But we need a rest. We need a rest. But one thing that we do still have available, we have sold all the windows. We have sold both fireplaces. We sold one of the galleries. We've got another gallery and a rotunda to go. But at 25 and 50, that's a lot of money. But I know that some people are working to put together several people who will buy one of the galleries or the rotunda, and then together they'll figure out how to name it and how to best recognize it. But we have stars, and I think I explained this to you before, but the round rotunda between the two galleries is going to be redone, and the ceiling is going to be midnight blue. And we've been selling stars all along, which go from two inch for $25 up to 6 inch for $500. And we've sold a couple hundred of them, but we've got room for about 500. And these are all going to be engraved. We've got everything from anniversary and grandchildren to memorials to just individuals' names who wanted to be part of this museum renovation. We've got room for plenty.
Okay.
And
excellent gifts.
We did a lot at Christmas, and we were able to send out "You're a Star" notices to those gift recipients. But it will be a beautiful architectural feature, and it's a way for everyone to be involved in what we're doing here.
That's really cool. So
it is cool.
You've got the Blue Water Art Show coming up soon. You hope to have that only in May.
We hope that the contractors will be completely done the end of April. They're in there now working, and my staff, the guys, they just did a remarkable job demolitioning it. And it was as clean as could possibly be for that wedding last week.
Oh, that's
so,
great.
As people are out and about in the community, give a call if you want to come in and see what's happening, please do. But we'll be sending press releases and update on Twitter and Facebook all the time.
Good. Fantastic. It's been really fun to follow the progress.
Well, it has been fun. We've got tons of pictures of befores and afters, and all those things are real important because we are trying to restore it back to its glory days as a library, which would be circa 1920.
Yeah.
Probably, we found all the receptacles where the gas lanterns or gas candelabras and such were. And of course, those will be replaced with electric. But in the meantime, it's wonderful to look back and see what we can do to honor that time.
How appropriate that the museum be housed in such a historic building
indeed,
with so many
indeed.
Artifacts.
And you think of just a couple years ago, Paul, and there was talks of closing it, tearing it down, doing all those things. But I think people have really stepped up and declared that we need this as a community. And the space is important. And with a couple of tweaks here and there, we're going to go on for another 50, 60 years.
Yeah, we sure hope so. Exciting stuff.
It is exciting. And I appreciate you letting me tell your listeners about it.
Yeah, keep us posted. We always appreciate the updates.
Always.
Susan Bennett with us from the Port Huron Museum on WPHM.